This goes to Dr. Michael Stack, fax 989-875-5023, regarding Oscar Rulapaugh, R-U-L-A-P-A-U-G-H, date of birth 2/27 of 1936. Dear Dr. Stack, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Rulapaugh with stage 3B to 4 chronic kidney disease, severe COPD, atrial fibrillation, and hypertension. His last visit was November 18th, 2024. He has been having difficulty with swelling intermittently. His weight is down 3 pounds over the last 6 months per our scales, but his daughter is with him for this visit and states that it has been increasing. And due to the edema, he started, he increased the torsamide from 20 milligram daily to 20 milligram two daily, so 40 milligram daily, and also started lisinopril 5 milligram once a day. And a transthoracic echocardiogram was done on May 1st of this year. It showed a left ejection, a ventricular ejection fraction of 67%, mild to moderate aortic regurgitation, moderately elevated pulmonary artery systolic pressure, which was 49.2. Grade 2 diastolic dysfunction was noted. And he does see Dr. Krepostman, K-R-E-P-O-S-T-M-A-N, on a regular basis for cardiology. His weight is stabilized and the edema is improved at this time. And the patient has an appointment this Wednesday to see his primary care provider. So he will be reviewing the dosage of torsamide as well as lisinopril, both of which may be held or decreased again. The torsamide could be decreased to one daily. Lisinopril probably may be held due to the change in kidney function. He denies current dyspnea or cough, no chest pain or palpitations, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. The edema is improved currently. No ulcerations or lesions, no claudication symptoms. Medications, in addition to the torsamide lisinopril, he's also on Pepcid, 40 milligram daily. He's anticoagulated with Coumadin. He's on Rhythmol, 425 milligram every 12 hours. Metoprolol is 12.5 milligram at bedtime. He's on inhalers, Trelegy, Ellipta, Duoneb if needed, albuterol also per nebulizer, Flonase, and prostate medications also. Physical exam, weight 149 pounds, pulse 76, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff, 150/78. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear with end expiratory wheezes and a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is irregular without murmur, rub, or gallop and a controlled rate of 76 and 1 plus edema of the lower extremities bilaterally. Labs, most recent lab studies were done May 16th, 2025. Creatinine was much higher than usual. It's 2.63. Previous levels 1.68, 1.8, 1.95 is the highest we have seen as we've been seeing him. Estimated GFR is 23. Phosphorus 3.3. Calcium is 8.8. Albumin 8 is 3.8. Hemoglobin is 13.1 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 4, chronic kidney disease with higher creatinine levels, most likely secondary to the increased torsamide as well as the addition of lisinopril. On Wednesday, the family will discuss with you changing the medications to help increase or decrease the creatinine level, and since the edema is much improved at this time. And 2, hypertension, slightly above goal currently. 3, severe COPD without exacerbation. and four, chronic atrial fibrillation, anticoagulated with Coumadin. And we've asked the patient to have lab studies done monthly. So we will get them mid-June again. And he will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 5 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.